This is Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
Well, Denny, what do you think about the election?
I'm just happy that it's over. Responsible citizenship takes a lot of time. I spent hours on factcheck.org figuring out the truth behind the presidential candidates' claims. I tracked down the records of potential state and federal representatives. And on top of that, my state had a bunch of constitutional amendments to ponder. I've got to admit that after all that research, I'm bushed.
Well, that is commendable behavior, but your job isn't done, you know.
Oh no, Dean, my job is done. That's why we have elected representatives. Now it's their turn to enact policy that reflects what citizens want. The next election, if we like what they've done, we re-elect them, and if we don't, we don't.
And in the meantime, surely citizenship means a lot more than just showing up at the polls.
You might be right, but right now I'm grateful that more U.S. citizens registered to vote than ever before, and more people showed up at the polls than ever before. Prior to this election, the United States ranked 139 out of 172 democracies in terms of voter turnout. For a country that promotes itself as the model democracy, that's pretty embarrassing.
I agree that getting people to vote is important, but that's not enough. Ethically speaking, citizens should be engaged with government all the time, not just at election time, because the power we grant to politicians is held in trust. So it's our duty to remain informed and expressive and ensure that they honor this trust. 4 years is a long time to wait to participate.
Exercise your right to give an opinion at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. We're Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott. Music by Eric Hutchins.